Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm a mentor, four times author, leader of my Bold Darling Mastermind for female entrepreneurs, retreat host, and I've gotten to host this podcast for 5 years. As with all of my work, this show is to serve female entrepreneurs who want to optimize their energy and their mindsets in order to build the businesses and lives of their dreams. I've walked this entrepreneurial path for 11 years now, and I can tell you that there is a way to have a business you love and still have the space and time for all the other parts of your life that make you, you. Whether your number one priority right now is to scale your business, upgrade your finances, rediscover yourself, find more energy, get more organized, reconnect with yourself, or build a life and or business that's more aligned for you, or all of the above, I am here as your guide on the show to help you make it a reality. Listen in on my dulcet Irish tones as I share tales from the front line of my business and mentoring, behind the scenes insights on how I'm approaching life and business, and speak with brilliant expert guests. Search The Lorraine Murphy Show wherever you get your podcasts. A new episode drops every Friday. Subscribe to make sure you always catch the freshest episodes. Let's dive in to this week's show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Lorraine Murphy Show. It is so good, as always, to have you joining me. So this week I am sharing with you the tech that I love. So these are the things that make my business, our home, and my health infinitely easier. So I'm really, really excited to share this list with you because tech, weirdly, is something I get asked about a lot. So I've been kind of mulling over an episode like this for a couple of years now, so I'm excited to be sitting down and actually sharing it with you. Before I get into all my tech loves, because I'm now like a tech blogger basically, I wanted to remind you of two upcoming events for me next month. So first of all, I am hosting my Bold Brilliance one-day strategy retreat in Brisbane. That is happening on Friday the 10th of May. Super excited for that. There's a brilliant group of business owners already coming along. And that day is really designed to help you get clarity on your direction forward in your business, help you remove any blocks that might be standing in your way of the epic success that you want to have, and also just give you a real Lorraine style mindset, energy kickstart as well. So really, really excited to host that event. There's two levels of ticketing. There's a standard ticket and there's also a VIP ticket, which means we can go out for a fancy dinner and drinks that evening. And also we have a follow-up one-on-one session together as well. So I'll pop a link in the show notes to that one. And Bali, I'm starting to get like the butterflies in my belly already about Bali. I'm going to be there next month and hosting another group of incredible women. A couple of them, it's their first time in Bali, so I'm so excited to share my Bali with them. So the incredible villas, oh my God, I cannot wait to be back there again. They're so beautiful. The incredible food, the beauty treatments, Jimmy Doyle, our incredible healer in residence, and of course the magic that the always incredible Claire Obeid brings with her Miracle Morning. So they're a really beautiful blend of somatic movement, yoga, meditation, and her style is really a style that suits everyone. It is not hardcore vinyasa. It's very feminine. Claire will share a little bit more in the retreat about womb yoga. So she talks a lot about that and practices that in her practices. So cannot wait. There are two remaining spots. There's just two private rooms left. So please do reach out to me on DM if you would like to chat about coming along, or you can just book your spot. I'll pop a link in the show notes to that one as well. All right, that's everything that's coming up. So let's get into tech. So I just want to be really clear here. I do not identify with being a complete tech geek. That is more Wade's department in our household. But there are definitely some things that make, yeah, life, business so much easier. So I've tried to pick the things that, well, pretty much everything that I could think of that made the biggest difference. But if you've got more specific questions, please do, of course, as always, reach out on Insta DM or email as well. I would love to hear from you. And I also just want to be really, really clear here. it's tech that I've collected over years. So please do not feel that I am putting this on your list as like, this is all the stuff that you need to buy. Obviously, if something resonates with you and you feel like, oh, that would actually make a huge difference for me in life or business, go for gold. But I am not putting this list out. You must have all these kind of things. So, as I said, this has been a collection over years, these different things. So I'm going to kick in. So the first kind of roundup of Lorraine's favorite tech things is for business. So I get asked this question so much. What light I use, the backlight that I use. So I use the Envato key light. I'll pop all the link to these in the show notes as well. So the Envato key light, it's actually a gaming light and I really like it because it automatically, you can manually adjust the settings. I don't actually know how to do that. There's an app or something, but it automatically adjusts the settings. So it'll like have the light slightly cooler or slightly warmer. So it generates just a really nice, flattering, natural light. And because it's a gaming light, it's like a rectangle light. It just means that I don't get that like O-light circles on my pupils as well, which I quite like. And it also has like a little stand that clips onto the back of your desk so you can kind of set it up so it sits above the monitor of your computer. So that is the light that I used in Spain, for example, when I was doing Bold Darling mastermind sessions at 4 a.m. That was the light that I used that was flattering. It was really natural and just looked like I was sitting in a really well lit room. I haven't actually used it since I got back from Spain, which is pretty funny. So with my orientation of my desk now in my new home office in Sydney, I face into the window. So, I mean, that is the very best light. If you can get that, that is the best. If you can just face straight into a window. But obviously in Spain, I did a lot of early morning work. And then in the past, I've done like nighttime, previous memberships, I've done like nighttime live sessions and so on. So that's the Envato key light. It's a gaming light. I got mine on Amazon and really, really rate it. There's different sizes of ones. So obviously you can pick the one that feels best for you. The second thing that I love is my webcam. So I have the Logitech webcam and I really, really like it because it automatically picks up if I zoom in and zoom out. It gives a really, really sharp picture on my face. And I actually thought I've got the MacBook Air, which I love. And I thought that the camera on that, the webcam on that would be pretty good. And just compared to the Logitech, it's nowhere near. The Logitech is so much better. So I will often, even if I'm traveling and I've just got my laptop, and as opposed to my second screen, I will even actually cover up the webcam on the MacBook Air by putting the Logitech on it because the difference is it's that good. I really, really like it. The third thing that I absolutely love for business is my Remarkable. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, it looks like a little iPad, like a very thin, flat iPad. But the surface of it, the surface that you write on, it actually feels like paper. So I don't know how they have done this, but it feels like paper. And then with the Remarkable, you get a little stylus and it's got a little nib at the bottom. So I have to order replacement nibs. I get through them pretty fast because I write so much. I take so many notes in my mentoring sessions. But there's little nibs that you can replace as they start to wear down. You buy them from the pack, buy the pack from Remarkable. And what it has then, it's got lots of different pen options. So I use the ballpoint pen. I'm just looking at it here. There's a fine liner, there's pencil, mechanical pencil, highlighter, marker, paintbrush, and also calligraphy pen. So they're the different styles of writing that you can use. So when I'm writing with the ballpoint pen setting, it feels like I'm writing with the ballpoint pen. The pencil setting is really cool. Like you just shade lightly and it's light and then you get darker. Like the heavier you push down on the stylus, the darker it gets. It's so cool. The tech is amazing. So what I use this for, this has completely replaced my notebook. So I haven't actually had a paper notebook for, how long have I had my Remarkable? 2 years now, I think. So I haven't actually had one since then. So what I do with this then, it's got a filing system. So I have, for example, right now I'm reading from these notes. It's in my content folder and in my podcast notebooks. So you can create different notebooks and you can create folders. So for example, I've got a folder, which is mentee notes. And then for each of my one-on-one mentees, I've created a new notebook. So it just means then that I open up the Remarkable. I go to mentee notes. I go to, who's I mentoring today? Laura. I click on Laura and then all Laura's notes are there in one file. So there's some mentees that I've worked with since I've had my Remarkable. So I've got like 60 pages of notes for those mentees. But it's so good if you do any kind of coaching or you've got different clients or account, you're managing different accounts. It's really, really good because you've got a notebook for each and it's just a really good way of compartmentalizing your notes. It also then syncs up to Wi-Fi, so it means that all your notes are backed up. So if I have little whoopsie daisies with my Remarkable, which I have had, our little boy Wilder, thank you Wilder, when we were on holidays in Spain a couple of years ago, I was sitting on the sofa in our holiday apartment and Wilder was sitting next to me and he just tipped it and it fell. It was a really low sofa. It probably fell like 8 inches, and whatever angle it hit on, I think it's a bit of a design flaw of the Remarkable, it jammed the power button. So I just couldn't switch it on. I couldn't switch it off. I couldn't do anything. And just had to wait for it to die. And then I sent it back to Remarkable. And then you can actually buy, if that happens to you, you can buy a refurbished one at a much, much more reduced rate. So that was, yeah, good to know. But I didn't lose any of my notes. So I was actually able to log into my browser on my computer. And I was able to open up my Remarkable account and all my notes were there, which is pretty, pretty cool. If you do want to buy a Remarkable, I have an affiliate code which saves you, I think it's like $63, $64. However, it's running out on the 1st of May. They just emailed around saying that they're closing down their affiliate program. Devo, so many people have bought a Remarkable using my code. So if you would like to buy a Remarkable, yeah, just suggest you get it in there before the 1st of May. I have got on my highlights reels on my Instagram, I've got the Remarkable code there saved on my highlights. So yeah, just a little hot tip. That will save you, yeah, quite a few dollars. Okay, the next thing that I have, this actually I'm moving on from business already. So kind of business and home slash personal, they kind of sit within both camps. First of all is my Baxter blue light blocking glasses. So I know technically this isn't tech, but I always use these in the evening if I am on my phone or if I happen to be working late, I will always put my Baxter Blue glasses on. I will also wear them if I'm watching TV of an evening. Basically, anything that I'm doing on tech after dark that involves a screen, I will use my Baxter Blue glasses. So, and I really like them because there's some blue light blocking glasses out there which are pretty hectic, like they're very bright orange tint or they're just a bit fugly. And I really like the Baxter Blue ones because they're stylish. The glass isn't like tinted, so it doesn't look like you're wearing some kind of mental blue light glasses. So Wade and I both have a pair. And I also actually, they've just recently launched a kids range as well. So Lexi actually has blue light blocking glasses that she got a few years ago. I think Wade picked them up in Aldi or something. So she's got them, but I actually have it on my list to go and buy the kids, replace Lexi's because they're a bit bashed around at this point, and also get Wilder a pair as well. So yeah, highly, highly recommend them. I just find that I don't get that eye strain when I'm working in the evenings. And I find that if I am on a screen before bedtime, it doesn't affect my sleep as well. So Baxter Blue glasses, not technically tech, but help with all the tech. And there's something I reach for most evenings. I would reach for the glasses. I would also actually in Spain, I don't really wear them presenting, like if I'm on Zoom, because they, like obviously the light reflects off the glass. If I'm using the key light and the Baxter Blue glasses, they don't really work well together. But if I was up early working in Spain, like pre-dawn, I would also wear my blue light glasses as well, the Baxter Blue ones. And I also have an affiliate code actually for Baxter Blue, so I'll pop links to all these things in the show notes. Probably quite a long show notes this episode, but hopefully it's worth it to make things nice and easy for you to find. Now, the other thing I have, which you may not have heard of these, I've got a Heely, so H-E-L-Y. And I use this probably equally for business as I do for home. So what a Heely is, it's called a bioresonance device. So what it does is there is an app that's attached to the Heely. And it's just like the kind of the traditional Heelys. It's like a little, what size? Maybe the size of a matchbox, a little piece of technology. And you can plug in little electrodes and then you can wear them as bracelets around your wrist. So that's the older style of Heely. However, I've got the newer version, which also has, it's called a coil. So it's actually something that clips onto the Heely and then I just wear it on my neckline or my waist. You may have seen me wear it in Insta stories where I'll just like clip it onto the neckline of my top, for example, or I'll put it under my pillow if I'm going to sleep with the Heely. So what the Heely does is there's, as I said, there's an app attached to it and there's different price points for the Heely. So the tech, the actual hardware is the same, but you can choose different options whereby you can get more programs added to it. There was an amazing special going on when I bought mine last year. I've had mine just over a year now. Yeah, just under a year. And there was an amazing special going on where you could get the top price package at 50% off, which is the one that I got. So I've pretty much got every program on mine. So how it works then is I switch on my Healy and I go into the app and I pick what the benefit is that I want to have. So in a business sense, I could pick, the ones I tend to use for business are activation, which is like a way of just kicking my brain into gear. So I will do that if maybe I'm sitting down to work and it's been a big morning with the kids or I haven't slept especially well. I will run the activation program. So it runs for about 50 minutes. I just clip it on my waist. And I just find that it helps me focus. It helps me, kick into gear. It's like, you know, when you're trying to get in flow, particularly with a deep work task and you're kind of faffing around and checking your WhatsApp and checking your Instagram or whatever, it's like I bypass all that early stage procrastination and just dive straight into being productive and proactive and really, really focused. So I use the activation one a lot for business. And the other one that I tend to use a lot for business is energy. So I will use this one if I've got a big day, like for example, if I'm hosting a one-day event or it's a particular day on retreat and, you know, I haven't slept well or whatever might happen, you know, I feel like my energy is lower than optimal and I obviously want to be at optimal energy always for my work. So I will run the energy program, which again runs for about 50 minutes and it just gives me that boost. So I don't find that like I put it on and I get like this electric jolt of like, oh, okay, I'm good now. It's more just I find by the time the program is finished, that concern just isn't really as much of a concern anymore. There's a whole section on the app, which is around like mindset. So for example, I was mentoring a mentee one-on-one last year and she wanted to use activation. I talked her through all her options, her menu of options. So we ran the activation program for her in the morning. So she wore the Healy on her. And in the afternoon, we had planned this amazing 5-year vision, 1-year vision. It was so exciting. And she was kind of in that point where she started to self-doubt and go, an imposter syndrome, like, oh, can I really do this? Like, is this possible? So I ran the positive thoughts program for her for the afternoon and it made a huge difference. So I love the Healy from a business sense. That's how I use it. And then from a personal sense, there's a couple of different sleep programs. So I will run bed rest if I'm going for a nap, for example. I will run balanced sleep if I want to have really good sleep. There's a whole slew of beauty programs, which I did a little bit at the start, but I kind of just forgot about them. So actually it's just put them back on my own radar. So you can have like nail growth and harmony. You can have like for clear skin, for balanced skin, for hair, everything is on there. And then there's a whole raft of them then around hormonal balance. It's pretty cool. I haven't actually tried this. Thankfully, I haven't had the need. But what you can do is you can actually attach those electrodes to a specific point. So for example, if you have a toothache, you can attach the electrodes onto your face and you can run Tooth Harmony and that will relieve the pain of the toothache. So really, really cool. I've run one for pain relief before at like the headache program and it made a huge difference. So yeah, I know for some of you listening, you're like, what, Lorraine, this sounds crazy. But if you subscribe to the belief that I subscribe to, which is that everything is energy and everything has a frequency, essentially what the Healy does is it gets you onto the frequency that you want to be on. There's lots there for training as well. So there's some for strength, there's there for stamina, for endurance. There's one, it's called Deep Relaxation that I run, which is like a physical body relaxation, which is amazing. So yeah, that's the Healy device. Again, we'll pop a link in the show notes to this so you can explore it as well. And then ones that kind of sit very much in the kind of home/personal bucket is my Aura ring. So it's funny the stuff that people pick up on and want to know more about on Instagram. The Aura ring, I've had so many questions about it. And I got onto it because there was a couple of people that I know were wearing them. And then my friend Katie had one when I saw her in Spain last year. And she gave me the full kind of tour of the app and the insights that you get. I was like, I'm sold. So I bought the Aura ring. And it's pretty cool how it works. So I bought it from Spain. And then a few days later, I got the sizing kit delivered. So because that was the other thing I was asking Katie, I was like, how do you know what fits you? Like, it's so expensive, what if it doesn't fit you? And so you get a sizing kit, which is like little plastic rings of like different size. Like, it comes in a really cute little case, and then you wear the size that you feel fits you best for 24 hours. It wants to be snug. I think generally they say to wear it on the index finger of your non-dominant hand. So where I wear mine on the index finger of my left hand. And yeah, you test it for 24 hours, and then once you know, okay, I'm comfortable with this size, you log into your Aura account and you order your size, and then it gets delivered out a few days later. It's really, really cool. one of my friends, oh my God, this is so funny. She loved her Oura ring so much. And then one of her brothers had one as well. And they were like, oh my God, we have to get this for our brother. Like, he will love it. So it's like three siblings. So the sister and the brother were like, we're going to get this for the other brother. So they arranged for it to go to his home. They don't live in the same country. And he got the Oura ring. And they said to him like a few months later, like, so how's the Oura ring going? Like, we bought it for you. How's it going? He's like, yeah, like, I just don't really know what like it does. And they asked him some questions. So basically what he'd done is he had bought the sizing kit. He got the sizing kit delivered to his house and thought that that was the Oura ring. So had been wearing like this plastic band in the shape of an Oura ring for like months. And was like, why are they talking this up? It's just a piece of plastic. I don't get it. So funny. So that's how the sizing works. And, you know, I was like, is this just a bit gimmicky? Like, am I just going to look at the insights on the first few days and then the novelty will wear off? But I absolutely love it. So the Oura ring tracks my sleep. So it tells me the different sleep cycles that I'm in. It gives me a sleep score every night based on how much I slept, like the time that I slept, my restfulness while I was sleeping. It's called latency. It measures as well, which is the amount of time it actually takes you to fall asleep at night. And they say anything, I think from memory, like 10 to 20 minutes is good. They say if you're falling asleep in less than 5 minutes, that's a sign that your body is very overtired and you're not getting enough sleep, which is pretty interesting. So it measures all these different things and it gives me a sleep score then each morning. And then if I have a nap, so God, I had a nap on Saturday and I had a nap on Monday, just gone. And when I nap, then it registers the nap. And next time I open up the Oura app, it asks me, did I have a nap? And if I confirm that, and then it shows you how your sleep score has shifted, like how your sleep score and your readiness score shifts in because you've had your nap. The other thing then it also does is it tells you my readiness score. So that is based on a number of different factors, like the amount of activity I had the day before, the amount of sleep I had, stress levels, all that kind of thing. And your readiness is out of 100. So generally my readiness will be like 82 to 90, which is pretty good. But obviously it's very relative to you because the Oura builds up the information and analyzes that information. So that is based on, yeah, how good to go are you? So if my readiness, you know, I've had readiness stats of like 50 where I've slept really badly or I've been sick or I just went way too hard at the exercise the day before, for example, and my readiness will be lower. So it's just a really good measure for me of, okay, is this a day that I would push myself extra hard in yoga or at the gym, or is this more of a day just to rest and take it a bit more easy? So the readiness score is really cool. And then the other thing that I find absolutely mind-blowing is the stress level. So it analyzes and tracks your stress during the day. And there's four different levels of stress. So the bottom level is restored. So that's actually when your body is almost like a hybrid battery. It's when it's recharging, the battery is being recharged. Then the next level up is relaxed, where you're not necessarily recharging, but you're not stressed either. The next level up is engaged. And then the top level is stressed. So I found this fascinating because I would have assumed, and you only start to get your stress measures after 2 weeks of wearing the ring because it like builds up some intel on your body and your kind of rhythms. And so I would have thought that my most stressful things were, you know, business related, like hosting a big event or something like that. And it's actually kind of the opposite. So I ran the Bold Brilliance 2-day strategy retreat in Sydney in February. And for two full days, almost exclusively, I was in restored. It was like I was so in my zone. It was actually recharging me hosting an event for female entrepreneurs. Pretty cool. And then I find then the kids are probably my biggest stressor. Like bath time on a Sunday afternoon, 8:30 in the morning when we need to be walking out the door for school. That's actually when I spike. It's really interesting. And what's also been really cool is to see, because I can tell after certain activities, oh, I feel better after that. Like I feel calm or I feel more centered, whatever it might be. And the Oura tracking has been fascinating because I can actually visibly see the impact that different things have on me. For example, when I meditate, I drop straight down into restored. That moment, whether it's as a family or it's on my own or with friends or with Wade, when you sit down, like because I do all the evening cooking pretty much. Wade makes breakfast pretty much every morning. So when you sit down with a meal, like I can see, because it tracks to the 15-minute mark, I can see how I drop straight down into restored. You know that feeling if you sit there, sit down, that really sends me into restored. The other thing I noticed that I used to call Stacey, my bestie, when I was driving to the gym in Spain. So I would go to the gym mid-morning, which was for her nighttime, and we'd have a chat. And what I found was that even though I was driving, and even though it was only 10 minutes, that 10-minute chat in the car with her, again, would send me right down into restored. Another time, the kids, I don't know, wait, Wilder was so moany. It's somewhere living in Spain. I don't know what the fuck was going on with him. I was trying to make a bolognese for dinner, and I don't know what it is in Spain. The jars are really hard to open. Like, I'm reasonably strong and weighs extremely strong. And I would have a jar and I just couldn't open it. And I'd pass it to him and he wouldn't be able to open it either. And he just used to lose his mind when that happened. So the jars are very, very hard to open. I was super organized. I'd started this bolognese early. And then I realized I couldn't get the jars of passata open. And I was so pissed. I thought Wade was going to be home at like 5 o'clock. And he messaged to say he was only leaving his haircut and he was going to be home at 5:45. Wilder was like super moany. Lexi was really demanding. I was like, holy fuck, this is so annoying. I felt really stressed. And it was only when I just managed, started getting my aura insights. And I was like, I wonder what my stress levels are at right now. And then I heard Wade's key in the lock at 5:45 exactly. And I remember having this sense of like, oh, thank God, someone's here to help. Thank God, someone's here to like help me open the jars. And he walked in the door and scooped the kids up and like just made everything feel instantly so much easier. And the next day I was showing him my aura insights because he hadn't seen like the stress management before. And he's like, holy shit, what happened there? Because I was like peak stress and it was like this vertical drop down into restored. And I was tracking along so I could see exactly what time it was. And I was like, oh my God, that was at 5:45. That's when you walked in the door. And I just went, thank God someone's here. Someone's here to help. So it's really, really interesting. And obviously it's interesting to get these stats, but also I do find that I change my behavior as a result. Like I want to hit my activity score. So as I'm recording this, I've got a discovery call with a potential new mentee in 35 minutes. So I'm going to walk. So I've said to her, I'll phone you rather than do a Zoom. She's someone that I've known for a lot of years and I'm so excited. So want to work with her. And so I said, I'll call you because I know that that will help my activity score on my aura ring. I find that I'm a lot more intentional about going to bed early because I know that my sleep is so much better. Those few hours before midnight are so much better than the hours after midnight. So love the aura. Big fan of the aura. The other thing that I love, and this is reasonably low tech compared to a lot of the things that I've shared with you, is our oil diffuser. So I got a really beautiful oil diffuser from Kmart. It's a porcelain one. It's gorgeous. So I use that. That is next to our bed, and that's a real nighttime ritual for me. So I've got three different oil blends in our room. So I will do either frankincense or lavender, or Iku has a beautiful blend called Tranquil Heart, which is three different roses in one, three different types of rose oil. So I will do just one of those on their own, or I'll do a blend of a couple. They all work really well together. I don't think I've tried all three, but that is really, yeah, that's like a little, I put it on before I go into the bathroom to do like my skincare and brush my teeth and all the things. And just walking back into the bedroom with the salt lamp on, that oil, those oils going, it just, yeah, it's a real anchor into restful sleep for me. I love it. And yeah, it's a Kmart one and it's beautiful. I actually stole it. Lexi picked it for the kids' room and I stole it because it was so beautiful. And the other thing actually that I will use in winter, if we have any kind of winter allergies, is thieves oil. So I'll pop that into a diffuser in the kids' room or our room. And that's a really great one for like stopping coughing and respiratory congestion. It's really, really great. So I love the diffuser. And the other thing that I love, oh my God, I've completely joined the Thermomix cult. It is so fecking good. I've got so many of my mentees onto it as well. So I bought the TM6, which is the newest version of the Thermomix. I actually got it pre-loved on Facebook Marketplace. So a woman bought it. She's like, I just never used it. I cooked with it like maybe three times. So I bought it at a massively reduced price to what they are brand new, but I'm just loving it. So I use it for porridge in the morning for the kids. So I get up in the morning, my morning routine is get up in the morning, tongue scrape, all that, do skincare, come downstairs, flick on the kettle, and Lexi, it's her little business, she juices our lemons for us every weekend, and then she freezes them into ice cubes. So I flick on the kettle in the kitchen, go get the ice cubes, put them into my big giant 750ml cup and into Wade's as well, or maybe he's already done that for me. So while the kettle is boiling, which takes about, I don't know what, 3 minutes to boil a kettle, I flick on the Thermomix, I choose porridge and it weighs out. So I pour the porridge in, it weighs, like it tells me the weight, and then I press next And then it says add, I think it's 420 mils of milk, click next. Then I add in water, click next. And then I press go. And it cooks for 11 minutes and it's got like the blades in it. So it's like turning it, like stirring it as it's cooking. And that's it. I just hear the little noise go from upstairs while I'm meditating. Do, 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 do. And that's it. The porridge is cooked and it's perfect. And then what I do then is once I got it back downstairs is I crack 3 eggs into it and just whip it around again just to cook the eggs in the oats just for some extra protein. So that's what I love about it. It's the hands-off nature of it. I've also made like mashed potato in it is so good. Rice. So recently I had leftover chicken curry. So I had that in a saucepan ready just to reheat. And then I put rice into the Thermomix. The rice is amazing in the Thermomix. I don't know how. It's so good. It like steams the rice. And I flicked it on and I went to get Lexi from school and came back 15 minutes later and just, heated the curry. The rice was perfect. Done. Cook some veg. So I love it for that hands-off nature. I find I do a lot more baking with it. So there's a Cookadoo app which matches the, like talks to the Thermomix. And I save on the app, then I'll save collections. I've got like a collection of like 40 different dinners that I love, desserts on there, cakes on there, lunchbox ideas. And I save them all down. And then when I actually go to cook with the Thermomix, I just open up the collections, open up dinners. What did I make the other day? I made lovely legs. It was like a marinade for chicken drumsticks. So I click lovely legs and it takes me through the whole process on the Thermomix. So I love that I can just save recipes like that. And it's good inspo when I'm doing my meal planning on a Saturday morning for the week ahead. And as I said, I do a lot of baking. Oh my God, this is amazing. Like gluten-free slice that my mentee Brooke got me onto. Holy crap, it's amazing. Like this incredibly chocolatey, gooey, Lexi's obsessed with it. So I do a lot of baking. And the really cool thing, which I didn't really think about, was Lexi actually cooks with it. So I will set her up. She loves it because she's reading now. So she'll look at her ingredients list, what she needs to get. She'll get them all out of the cupboard. And then she'll click start cooking. She goes tap. And then it steps her through each of the ingredients and how much to use. So it's actually been really empowering for her. It's really fun. And I'm into this rhythm now of I make a really nice dessert for us on a Sunday afternoon for after our Sunday roast. And yeah, a lot of the time now, Lexi has actually made it pretty much herself. And it's great because the jug doesn't get too hot. Even if she's melting things, it doesn't get too hot. It's really, really cool. And the other thing I found I can make is my homemade chocolate. So I've got this homemade chocolate recipe that I freaking love. And it involves like putting coconut oil and honey and a nut butter into a saucepan, heating it, adding a cacao powder, mixing it. It can be a bit lumpy, the cacao powder. So now I've realized I can actually make that in the Thermomix. So I just put everything in the Thermomix for like 4 minutes. And then it's like a liquid, like a sauce. And I pour it into the glass Tupperware and line it with baking powder, paper, pour the chocolate mixture in and then put it in the fridge to set and then chop it up into squares and put it in a jar. I've got some for my snack this afternoon. I'm so excited. But yeah, it's incredible. Like totally sold on the Thermomix. And the other thing actually quickly that I really love about it, it's just like, it's so easy to make like a one pot meal. So there's a beautiful like pesto chicken pasta on there and you make the pesto first of all using Thermomix, which is super easy. And then you saute the chicken and the onion and the garlic, and then you add in some zucchini and some peas. And then you add in, it's milk or water, I can't remember, like there's a liquid. And then you add in just the dry pasta and click for like 10 minutes. And then this just beautiful creamy pasta comes out. Like it's literally a one pot meal. Super cool. So big, big fan of the Thermomix. And the other thing that I absolutely love is my slow cooker. So I have not got a fancy slow cooker. I bought a slow cooker before. Obviously, we had one for years when we lived in Sydney. I bought another one when we moved to Spain. And then I bought another one when we came back from Spain. And I've just got the Kmart, the 5.5 liter Kmart slow cooker. I think it's amazing. That's the one that we had before we left for Spain as well. So it's got a keep warm, a warm and a hot function. Is that what it's called? Keep warm, low, high. And it's also got a timer so you can set something for like 8 minutes or not 8 hours, whatever it might be. And I just love it. It's really big. It's more than enough to kind of cook anything that I would want to cook in the slow cooker. It's really reliable. Our one that we had before we left for Spain, I think I'd had it about 4 or 5 years. They last forever and they're, really, really good. I really, really rate that. And I'm really excited now because we haven't actually had a winter for 2 years because we left for Spain in February last year. So we had a whole summer and then we got there in February. So we had like a month where it was like cold in the morning and the nighttime and it was quite nice during the day. And then obviously we had a European summer. We were still on the beach in November in Spain, like where we were living, the climate was just like perfect, so good. So we had a couple of weeks of like pretty intense winter in Dublin, but it kind of felt like we were on holiday. It wasn't real. And then we landed back to Sydney in the middle of summer. So we really haven't had like a winter. So I am so excited for all my slow cooker dishes again. And my friend Stace is working on her new slow cooker course. So yeah, I'm going to be hitting that hard because yeah, she's got brilliant ideas on slow cooking. If you want to get on the waitlist for that, actually jump over onto her page, stacyclaire.com. So yeah, the slow cooker is the other tech that I absolutely love and could not do without. And actually coming into winter again, haven't done this for a long time because organic chickens were ridiculously expensive in Spain and organic like cuts of like bones. So we pretty much ate organic mince burgers and like chicken pieces rather than like full organic pieces of meat last year. So I'm really excited to get back into like, I make my bone broth in the slow cooker. So what I'll do is if I do a roast chicken for dinner, I'll freeze the bones. And then next time I do a roast chicken, I will take out the frozen bones with the fresh bones and put them into the slow cooker, put in some apple cider vinegar, some spices, some onions, some garlic, fill it right up to the brim and cook it for like 24 hours. So good. And ditto for beef bones. So I get beef bones from our butchers, so organic grass-fed beef bones, and I make my bone broth in that. So doesn't smell amazing when it's cooking. My little secret ingredient in the beef bone broth is star anise. If you put a couple of pieces of star anise in there, it just makes the bone broth taste amazing. So good. Like I would actually drink mugs of that as like a morning heat me up drink. It's beautiful. So yeah, really excited for all the slow cooker winter cozy vibes. So yeah, can't wait. And then the last thing, so I'm only testing this at the moment, so I don't want to speak too soon. I've been using it for a week. Yes, a week now consistently. So I actually got an LED face mask. So I got the Dr. Dennis Gross one on the advice of my facialist. So I've actually been tacking on LED treatments to every facial that I've had. And so my facialist will do blue light, which is like for acne and like inflammation. And then she will also or either do red light, which is all about pigmentation, boosting collagen, evening out skin tone, all that kind of thing. So I find I get really good results from that professional grade one. And I've seen amazing, amazing reviews online for this particular face mask. So I bought it and it's like the freakiest thing ever. So it's like white plastic on the outside with like gold bits in the middle of like your forehead and your cheeks and your nose and stuff. And then, yeah, you wear it. So there's different takes on it. Some people say so it would only last for 3 minutes a cycle. So some people do 3 minute hits. So it's like the Omnilux. That's what it is. So I went with the Dr. Dennis Gross one because it's got the different light settings. So it's got a red light only. It's got orange light only. And it's got a blend where the orange and the red lights come on at the same time. So that's the one I use because I'm working on clearing my skin, but also want to boost collagen and even skin tone and all the things. So I've only been doing it for 3 minutes each morning. So I do my morning routine, I do my meditation, I do my oracle card reading, I drink my lemon drink, and then I just pop the mask on for 3 minutes before I get out of bed. It's hilarious. Like, the kids just think it's so funny. I was afraid I'd freak them out. They just think it's hilarious. And I prefer to do it in the morning just because, I don't know, I just feel like blue light on my face, surely it's not 100% great for getting to sleep. And so I can't wear my Baxter blue glasses while I'm doing that. So yeah, I'm just testing that. I'm a week in. I definitely feel like my skin tone is more even. It's like less blotchy. But yeah, stay tuned. They say you need around 6 weeks of consistent treatments before you actually see a noticeable, like a very noticeable difference. So I will definitely keep you posted on that. So very different episode style for me. But as I said, I get a lot of questions about the tech that I use. So I wanted to share this episode this week. And please remember, I am not advocating for you going and buying all these things or feeling like any of these things are absolute must-haves for you. Please just, trust your own intuition and what feels like it might add the most value for you. And of course, if you've got any questions about any of these things, please do just hit me up on Instagram. I love getting my questions in my DMs. So sending lots of love. Remember that I am hosting my Bold Brilliant Strategy Retreat in Brisbane on Friday, the 10th of May. I'll pop a link in the show notes to that one. And also a reminder about Bali. So my next Bali retreat, I've got 2 private rooms left. So again, I'll pop a link in the show notes to that one as well. Sending all the love. Thank you so much, as always, for joining this week's episode. And I will chat to you again next Friday. I loved having you join me for this week's episode. Please do connect with me on Instagram at Lorraine Murphy Mentor and visit my website lorrainemurphy.com.au for tons of free resources and my reading list of all my favorite books. It would mean the absolute world if you could subscribe and share episodes you love with those that you love. Thank you for listening.